Bank of Cargill. This is Lena. How can I help you?
Hi, Lena. It's Kimberly Brown again.
Yeah,
I had a question about the tax transcript. I just sign that? That's page, that's one of the forms you told me to sign.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. You just need to sign it. Nobody will ask. We already gave them, but they have to have a right to have your transcript. So that's why you're signing this.
What's a transcript? What is that?
It's what's in your tax. It's just a copy of your tax.
Oh, okay.
Since we
okay.
have a copy on file, we need to have the your permission to have it.
Okay.
Okay, this is nothing.
Okay, I'm scanning it into my computer right now. You already have a voided check. It said, please attach a copy of the voided.
You don't need to send voided check, no.
Okay, and then I crossed out the section where it says the $350 non-refundable fee. I crossed that out, and I initialed there.
And you've put $100 because I told you that $100 you should keep there.
For the inspection?
Yes, it's still because they need to do the report.
Oh, so instead of $350, it'll be $100?
It will be $100. $100, yes.
Okay. What is what's this $200 fee?
Which $200?
It says payment of this one time to company is not contingent upon outcome of
that's
the inspection
the last page?
Audit.
That's the last page.
That's on the authorization to debit. That's on the same page as the $350. It's in that same paragraph.
Next, no, it's the next page.
No, it's in that same paragraph that says the fee, the non-refundable fee of $350. If you just go down like 1, 2, 3, it says company.
So it's $350, and then it's $254 ACH setup. That's it. That's only
okay,
two.
But there's a $200 fee in that same paragraph as $350. If you look on that paragraph.
Okay, wait, I need to
open this. I see, there's different fees. I see the $350, the $250, and then the $200.
Let me see, wait. Just a second, I need to open it.
I guess that's page 13.
Mm-hmm. Let me go to page 13. 350.
And then the second to the last sentence says $200 fee herein is separate, distinct.
Yeah, that one is for setup. Okay. Oh, it means that doesn't matter if even if inspector will say that your business is not there or something is wrong with your business, you're still liable for $200. That's what it says.
Oh,
it's not an addition. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's like regardless if the business is there or not, it's $200 just for them to drive over there.
Yeah, let's say if you told us it's there, but we send inspector, and inspector says no. I didn't see the business. There is nothing there. You're still liable for $200.
Okay.
So just
but
instead of $350, put $100.
Okay. And what? Okay. Well, the business is there, so I don't have to worry about him telling me that it's not there.
Fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. So basically, it's going to be $100 for the inspection, $180 for the original,
$250
for the setup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then $180 for the origination fee.
Yeah, but origination will be taking off your loan amount, so you will get $180. Let me see, it's $180. It's exactly, so we wouldn't. Yeah, it will be 180 with some cents, maybe 181, because it's $9,046, 2%. It's 181 probably. So
I mean, you could take the 180 and not take it off the loan, but I don't want it to added to.
No, this will be taking out the loan. This is the origination for the loan. So 181 will be taking out the loan, but all other fees will be charged from your account later, maybe even as late as beginning of next month, because it's the beginning of the month. So very often they do all these fees at the beginning of the next month. So don't be surprised if you will get this one-time charge in the beginning of next month.
The setup fee and the inspection fee?
Yeah, Yeah, $350.
Charged on September 1st. Okay.
Could be. I'm not sure when they will charge. I can find out for you when I'll send the documents in. Okay?
All right. Well, I just want to... Mm-hmm. So all I'm going to fax you right now are just the pages that needed to be signed, right? Not the form.
No,
I'm
I
just
need
gonna...
everything because it all has to be uniform. Did you... scan it, or you?
I'm gonna scan it right now.
Wait.
Well,
I have to
print it first and then rescan it. So, but all I printed, I just printed the pages that needed to be signed, and I was gonna scan them back in.
Okay, Kim, I wrote for you in the email that each page has to be initialed at the bottom in the right corner.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
So I will need.
So I do have to print
with
everything.
Your initials. If page doesn't have your signature, it has to have your initial.
Okay.
Pages where signature is there, it doesn't have to, but all other pages have to be initial. I wrote in my email with the documents exactly which pages to sign. It starts with a page 10, 11,
yep.
13.
13, 14,
and,
15,
and
17.
Yeah, and everything before that and in between has to be initial.
Okay, then I have to print the whole document. Okay,
yeah,
I will go
and
back and
please
print.
Please make sure when you scan it, these initials would be not cut off. Do not cut them off.
Okay, so the lower right-hand lower right-hand corner. Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. Okay, I'll get that over to you as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye.